It took some email back and forth and phone tag to connect with Lance Mackey.
Yeah, Dan, Lance Mackey returned your call. It might be hard to catch me at times here, but we'll get caught up here sooner or later.
Like many elite mushers, Mackey has a lot going on. Along with breeding and training sled dogs, his comeback kennel north of Fairbanks offers dog sled rides and tours and a dog boarding facility. Mackey has admittedly struggled as a dog musher since his four straight Quest and Iditarod victories culminated back in 2010. His last Iditarod attempt in 2016 ended with him scratching. But the 48-year-old Mackey says personal problems that drug him down for several years are in the past now, and he's ready to compete again.
I finally hopefully got all the negative out of my life. I've got a new family, two new kids, a new dog team, two new handlers, you know, basically a new start. And when things are good for me, I'm pretty hard to beat.
Mackey survived cancer before his string of Quest and Iditarod championships, and cancer-related nerve damage and frostbite have ravaged his hands, a situation made worse last summer when he crashed pursuing another favorite sport, car racing.
Oh, I had some fingers that were dislocated, and so right at the moment I got some pins in there that are holding some fingers together, and hopefully on the 13th I go get the pins out and the fingers stay in place.
And for the first time in over a decade, Mackey says his doctor has given him an overall clean bill of health.
She said, well, according to the numbers, you're as healthy as you've been since I've known you. And that's been about 2005 until today. So I feel like if she gives me the okay and that I'm healthy and my hands are up to par, then hell yeah, I'm ready.
Mackey's return to health enables him to again fully pursue dog mushing, which he describes as essential to who he is.
This is something that I chose to do a long time ago that I feel I'm naturally good at. I don't work as hard as a lot of people do. And here I am, 18 years later. I am strong, and yeah, I am good at it.
Known for a positive attitude, Mackey stops short of anticipating a return to the top of the sport.
I'm not standing here predicting another Iditarod win. What I am predicting is a finish, having fun doing it, the same reason I started 18 years ago. And if I finish the event and have a smile on my face, I win.
And as far as the dogs go, Mackey says he has 8 veteran leaders that have been to Nome with other mushers over the last 3 years, all finishing in the top 20. Mackey says his kennel of 60-some dogs is otherwise mostly comprised of youngsters, 2 and under, including a group of sprint dogs that he plans to race in the 2019 Fur Rondi. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.